We are learning Maseches Beya, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Beshamer Oimrim, Ein Misalkem Es Hatrisim B'Yontif. You're not allowed to remove the doors of the cabinets on Yontif. Beisol Matir Maf Lachsa. Now you can take it off, remove them. L'tzarech Yontif, because you need the food inside it. They want to give the food out to sell the food on Yontif without money. You're just giving the food to the people. You even let it put back the doors on Yontif. Now, Rashi Rabbi speaks out, these cabinets are not attached to the ground. Because it's a Chuvah Karka, it's a Shiloh Binyan. It's a Keli over here, it's not attached to the ground. It's a Shiloh Binyan B'Kelim. Is there an Isser Binyan when it comes to Kelim? So, my Trisim, Amula Trisich Anu is the doors of these stores. These stores were in cabinets, that's what it is. Va'ama Ula, Shloisha Dvar Matiru Seifon Mishim Tchilasim. There are three things that we amat there Seifon Mishim Tchilasim, which means we allow something at the end, which is not Tzarech Yontif, because if not, you won't do the beginning for Tzarech Yontif. Or serve something else, we'll see in a second. Ve'elohen, or lefe'adarsam. They allow you to spread out the hides in front of people walking, because if not, he's not going to shech the behemoth if he loses his leather jacket. So this is very expensive. But Therese Echenuyas also, if you're not going to let him put the doors back to protect the stuff inside it, he's not going to take it off to sell people, to give people food for Yontif. That's number two. Number three is Chazoros Atiya B'Mikdash. The halacha is, you know, if a kohen has a wound on his finger on his hand, and he has a band-aid, he can't do avodah because it's a chatzitza. But the problem is, you're not allowed to put on a fresh band-aid on Shabbos or Yontif because it's a refuah on Shabbos. So here the Kohen system says, hey, look at this, I'm not going to do avodah if I have to take off my band-aid. I want to put the band-aid on. We want to do avodah. So therefore we say that it's mutter to return it as hetiru soifai mishum tchilasa. Those are the three things. Rechava Amar, here's the fourth thing. Rechava said B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, which is actually a Meira, Rabbi Yehuda. He called him Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi explains, because this was Rabbi Muvach. So Rechava Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Afa Pesach Chavisai, Umas Chavisasa, Agav Regali Yehuda, Dama Yigmar. What does this mean? The halacha is that every Amoris is considered as a Tameh. He's not Makbar and Tumah Tyre, he's like Tameh. And if he touches wine, it becomes Tameh. Now, on Yom Tif, they opened the barrels of wine and sold it to everyone, including Amaratzim. And if we have like a big sign, no Amaratzim, don't touch, but Amaratzim don't touch, it's an embarrassment of Amaratzim, Shas HaRegel. So the Chazal Masakim, that on the Regel, all Amaratzim are considered Atar. They're not considered Tamei. All Amaratzim are Atar. And they even have a Pasuk, they stole two to a Pasuk, that in Shoiftim, that says, Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. The Pasuk there says that everyone's Chaverim, Shas of the Regel. So now what happens if they touched it, they touched the wine, touched all the fruits over Yom Tov? Now after Yom Tov, I've left over. What's the halacha? Could I continue holding that it's tar? Or now it's not Yom Tov anymore, it's not tar anymore. So what's the machlokes? Rabbanan hold it's tamei now, afterwards it's tamei l'mafreya. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's anything they touched is still tar, because since by regular it's tar, it's still tar. And the reason is because the tiru seifim shem tchilasa, he's not going to want to open a new barrel on Yontif, even though right now it's not tamei, because it's going to be tamei after Yontif, and I'm going to lose half the barrel, and the people are not going to buy it because it's tamei. So therefore, we as a tiru seifim shem tchilasa, they said that anything they touched on Yontif is even tar after Yontif. Let's read that in Tzav one time. That Rav Chava Rav Yehuda adds on, Afa Paseach Habito Yamas Chav Yisasa, either someone opens his barrel of wine or starts his Isa, Agav Regal, on Yontif, but Libya Rav Yehuda, Amin Yigmar says he can finish it after Yontif and still consider it tar. Those are the four things that are brought down. Ula said three, and Rav Chava added a fourth one. So Gemara goes through all of them. Arlef Me'adarsam, what's Ula telling us exactly? Arlef Me'adarsam, that it's Mutter, Kudatir, Seifim Shetuchasai, we know it's Mutter, it's a Mishnah, Tanina. It's a Mishnah that says it's Mutter. What was Ula trying to tell us? Dr. Gemara, Ma'od the Tame, you would think, Tamayod Vesil, Mishnuchazel, Migzalayo. You would think, Vesil says the reason why Elias spread out the R is not because of Tirus Seifim Shetuchasai. The reason is because it's Sarach Yontif. The Tircha is Sarach Yontif because I needed this to sit on. Vafilim Erev Yontif Nami, and even if you shecht an animal Erev Yontif, we will allow you on Yontif to spread out the hides because it's Tzarech Yontif. Kemashlo, no, the het is a tiru seifim mishum tchilasa. So the Yontif in, only the shechter on Yontif is the het. The Erev Yontif lies, because Erev Yontif, you're anyway shechting it. You'll spread out before Yontif. There's no tiru seifim mishum tchilasa on Erev Yontif. Therefore, that's what Ula was telling us. The het is only as a tiru seifim mishum tchilasa, and therefore, dafka on Yontif, but for Erev Yontif, there's no gzeira mishum tchilasa. Because he's not going to not shecht, because he can shecht it and spread it out before Yontif, if it's from before Yontif. So that's the first case. The next case is Trisei Chanuyas. They say it's mutter to return to the cabinet doors because of a tirus seifin shen tuklasa. And tirus seichenu is nami tanina. It's also a first mishnah. Still want to have the hachti. Later, turn the store cabinet doors. The people who sold stuff from the cabinets outside in the shuk. Mao the tema tanayu the beisilah mishum ain binyan became mitzvah kalem. You would think that beisilah holds like this. There's no binyan mitzvah kalem. Even there are bonus. No issa whatsoever. I feel about the nami. Even in my own house, if my door falls off my cabinet, I can put it back on. Why in binyan mitzvah kalem? Kemashlo, no. That really there is an iser. There are banon of binyan mitzvah kalem. Why? So either it's an iser. Some say Rashi's mashma is iser. It's tircha. Tosis says the iser because shema yiska. You might screw in the door, and then it's a problem of makah patish. So there's a derabanan digadin. And the only reason why the mutter is because the tiru soifa mishutuklah someone. We want him to sell it. So the chanuya is in the batim loy. Buy chanuya is where it's tzarech yon to have what to buy. So we allow him to do it. But the batim, where there's no tiru soifa mishutuklah someone, we do not allow them to return the doors to the cabinets. Leave it off. You don't have to. They grab the shayim speak out. That's mutter. Take off the doors on the batim if you need food in there. But you can't put it back because no one's going to steal it. It's in your house. It's only by chanuya we did it. I can open it if they can't close it. Therefore, that's why Ra'ul is telling us, oh yeah, Tera, Seif Mishkulasa. The third case was, Chazar is a Tiva Mikdash. Let her put the bandy back on the base of Mikdash. Also, Tanina, it's a mission Arabian. Machzir and Tiva Mikdash, Allah Medina. In the Mikdash, you can return the bandaid. Why? Because you have to avoid it, not Medina. So, if the Gemara, Mao the Tame, if you learn the Mishnah, you would say the reason is, Time is the ain't supposed to be Mikdash. Then you think it's the ain't supposed to be Mikdash. But if you look kind of la varavaydu, and even a kind that's not a varavayda, it's ain't supposed to mikdash. Let it put back mandate, it's in the base mikdash. Kamashla, no, the tiru seifa mishim tchilasam. The varavayda in, only if he's coming to a avayda, do we allow him to do it. The lav varavayda, if he's not a varavayda, let's say, he's a balmum, whatever it is, we would not allow him to return it because the whole hetta was because he's not going to want to do a avayda. But if he's not a varavayda anyway, there's no hetta. Kamashla, the tiru seifa mishim tchilasam. The varavayda in, la varavayda like. The fourth case was Paseich es Chavita. That was Rechava's case that he added on. Vegem Arkash is also a first Mishnah. Paseich es Chavita Nami, Tanina. It's a Mishnah in Masechta es Chagiga. Tanina, Paseich es Chavisa, Yamaschal Vesas, like Avarek. He allowed to, if someone opened his Chavis or his Isa on Yon, Tavrehuda, Yamit Yigmar, after Yon, you can finish it, Becheskes, that it's Tahar. Vechamayimrim, Lo Yigmar, you're not allowed to. So what's the Chiddush? Rehuda says Yigmar. So what was Rechava adding on? So Mao the Tema, Tumas Dam Aretz Beregel Katarish Ar Rabbanon. You would think maybe Pshat is that Tumas Dam Aretz Beregel is mamish like a Tahira, and therefore Avgal Hischel Nami. Even if he didn't start this barrel, he just somehow Amaretz by mistake touched it or touched the Isa. It's also Mutter because on Yontiv it's Mutter that he's Tar Kamash Lo No a Tiru Seven Shchilasam. So only Hischel in Lo Hischel Loi. It's only because we want him to start it and not be worried about starting it. That's why it's Mutter. So if only if he started it. Do we have that head there? If he didn't start it, and there's no reason that we should make this takana for him, then Enechanami will be Tamim. So those are the four key cases with the Chiddush of why we have to speak out that Tiru Seifa Mashum Tchilasim. Now I'm going to ask, but Ula my time Loi Amaha. Why didn't Ula say this fourth case? So the Gemara pluk the Lekamari. You don't want to bring down Machlekes. You want to say things that are Kuli Yama Tiru Seifa Mashum Tchilasim. Great, the Gemara, the other three cases, also Machlekes, the other two cases, Hachnai pluk the Ninu. The Mechlekes of the case of Aral Tzeha Darsam, or the case of the Teresa Chanuyes, the doors of the cabinet of the stores, those are also Mechlekes. So why do you bring that down? And for the Gemara, Beisham Mokke Beisil in the Mishnah. Beisham is a count. It's not like a Mechlekes. Beisham Mokke Beisil does not count, and it's like it's not a Mechlekes. So Gemara ends up like this. Our Mishnah says that a Kuli Yami letter that is Mechlekes, even about Mesalkin. This goes with Katzal Akatzal. The Shami says you can't even take off the doors. And Basila says you can take it off and put it back. So it's with Katzal Akatzal. Our Mishnah is not like the following Braisa. Masid Loika Haitana, Tanya Lintan Braisa, Om Shimmer Law, Zom Moydim Hisham Basila, Shimmer Salkin, and Satrisim Yonta. They both agree you're allowed to take off the doors. Like Nechlu, the Homachlek is a Lahachsev, to put it back. Shimmer Shammer Machzirim, and Basila Math Machzirim. So according to this Braisa, they hold that you're allowed to take it off with Tzarech Simchas Yonta. The whole Shah is putting it back. Basically, the arguing of a tiru seifa mishum tchilasam would sound like. That's the machlekes. And it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says he came to remove it. Now the brass goes further, which we'll talk about now. Medvar amurim kshashlehem tzir. The whole time it's usher, it's only if it has a tzir, if it has like a little hinge. Ava inlem tzir divar kol mutter. If it does not have a hinge, these doors, it just goes in and out, then it's mutter. There's nothing going on, no binyan going on, then kuliyama is mutter. Vayti gemara kasha, I have a brass that says about these hinges, it's the opposite. When do we say that there's a machlokes by ein lehem tzir? No hinge. But there's a tzir, it's kuli hamas in meisil. So shtikel stira. One bright says the whole machlekes is with a tzir, but no tzir it's mutter. And the other bright says with no tzir the machlekes and with a tzir is also. So on Abaya, there are three levels. There's no tzir whatsoever, means no hinge whatsoever. Then there's one hinge that's in the middle of a door, the middle of a door, like one hinge. And there's a third case that it's on the two ends, you know, on the two ends, on the top of the door and the bottom of the door. So two hinges, lukuliyama is aser, and no hinges, lukuliyama mutter. The machlek is by one hinge. When it's tzirim atzad, which means on top and the bottom, those two tzirim, those two hinges that goes into the door, they're called us. Everyone gives us. Elam tzir called ikker. There's no tzir at all. They're called mutter. Ki pligir sheshlam tzir beemtzad. Machlekes when you have a tzir in the middle. That's the machlekes. Mar sov a gazir and tzir beemtzad to tzir beemtzad. One holds a gazir and tzir beemtzad to tzir beemtzad. Mar sov a loygas. One holds you don't. You're not gazir. So what's so let's get this clear. So Bishami says you go there tzir beemtzad to tzir beemtzad. Mar sov a loygas. So we catch like this. So then we said machlekes about in binyam kalim now. So Tarzis yes, machlekes in binyam kalim. In binyam kalim, the machlekes is situated by what we have the two hinges, the two hinges, top and the bottom. Bishami says that's the raisa, and Basil says that's Rabban. Therefore, you make gzera gzera. That's the shayla. According to Bishami, in the middle, it's gzera to the raisa. According to Basil, it's gzera gzera. Therefore, it's mutter. That's how Rabban explains. And now back to explain the two brises. The two brises now stem each other. One brise is like this: Medvar Mumish Yeshlam Tzir. Av Elam Tzir Devei Kol Mutter. Means the Yeshlam. The whole machlekes is the Yeshlam Tzir. Means the Tzir in the middle. Av Elam Tzir at all. Devei Kol Mutter. The other brise is this: Medvar Mumish Elam Tzir. Means it only has one Tzir. Only the Emtzah. Av Yeshlam Tzir means the two Tzirim. Devei Kol Oser. And everything stems. That's how everything stems. Everything is Kishmak. The two brises.